This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Hump Day, everybody. Hello, Vinny.
Did your kids have a wood shop?
I don't think so, no.
We did in high school, in middle school.
Oh.
Both. You did?
Yeah. I wasn't part of it.
Middle school, but not high school?
No, both.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so you have a cutting board you made at home or at school.
Yeah.
And brought home.
Yeah, my sister took it. We have a cutting board, a stool. And,
birdhouse?
Make
a birdhouse.
You made a stool?
No, I did not. My sister.
Oh.
And
she was a good little woodworker.
And a whole wine rack that took up an entire wall.
Oh, my goodness.
My woodshop teacher was always mad at us because we kept on making birdhouses. Stop making birdhouses. Make something else.
So you had it, too?
I did, yes.
And this was junior high or both?
This is high school.
Yeah. High school. All right.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I just saw this story about woodworking for kids, and I thought, I wonder, you know, they've removed music from schools in many ways, and
yeah.
Hey, obviously, auto shop's useless since nobody works on their cars anymore. But I was wondering if wood shop still happens.
You know, I bet you it does. I just don't think my kids sign up for that. They have a wood shop out back, and they seem to avoid it at all costs.
Mm.
John's out there wood shopping stuff, and like, hey, anybody want to help me? And suddenly, everyone.
And that's a big NO, Dad.
It's a big NO. Yeah.
Mm, too bad.
Trying to get kids to help. It sucks.
Yeah, I remember. I bet you Sandy has the cutting board I made at her house right now.
And did your little brothers also make her wooden things?
I can't say what Nick did because I'd already been removed from the household.
I see.
By the time he got there.
He's 10 years younger than you after all. You were in your roaring 20s by the time that kid was hitting 12.
I'm sure Jan did, though, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Well, he's
only a few years behind me, so.
He's very handsy. Very hands-on.
Really, really, really handy, yes.
Yeah. It's a thing I, you know, I was discouraged from taking it as a kid, you know, because I guess because I'm a girl.
Oh, you were?
Yeah,
you're a lady?
Yeah, yes. I took home ec, you know. I learned how to stir stuff.
Yeah, I took home ec too and made a pillow, but, you know, it was a dragon, a triangle
nice.
Dragon that had flames coming out its nose that, you know, you sewed on.
So you get to take home ec? That's cool. That's where all the girls were, so why not, Ben?
Well, we had to do all that. I don't know what electives I could have gotten out. Like, I took typing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't necessarily want that, and I certainly didn't see this computer thing coming on big.
Yeah, nobody needs a typing class anymore because everybody types from the time they're little children. I wish I had taken wood shop. I actually have, like, a weird fear of electric tools, like the saw.
Well, you should. That's good.
I just but it's a detriment to me because a lot of times if I could just grab the circular saw and run it, you know, and sometimes I do, like if I have a bunch of stuff to cut, like I'll sit and I'll cut it and I get kind of used to it, but it's like hard for me to pick the thing up and like kind of get going because it's so just will chew you apart.
Well, yeah.
My friend has a cabinet shop. Ding, ding, shame. Out of the woods, San Rafael, high-end cabinetry. And he has the ones that do, you know, have you ever seen these online? If you touch a hot dog, I mean, you wouldn't want to do it with your finger, but that's what it's for. If you touch a hot dog to the blade, there's something about
it stops.
That. It an explosion happens. It like blows and stops, like dead stops the machine. So you just get a little scratch instead of losing a finger.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's
it,
great.
It really, I mean, honest to God, I don't know if these things are required in wood shops, but if but they're consumer level now too. Like you can buy that for the one at your house. I'm like, let's buy all those. But
so you have those.
No, I don't personally. They're at the wood shop where John goes. Sometimes he's got a big project, so he goes and uses Joe's shop, and I'm always fine with that because I know the things will blow up if he's going to cut his thumb off or something. Your thumb.
You've got to have your guitar player. Are you kidding me?
He can't be down a finger. Not even one finger. Not even one. So it's a it's a thing.
Because when you come to party, your husband comes and so does his guitar.
That's right. Even though he's like, Sarah, don't make me bring the guitar. I'm like, just bring it, just in case. Just bring it in case. All right, leave it in the car. Well, I don't want the temperature change. You know, you gotta keep the guitar someplace stable.
I watched this movie over the weekend about he's a famous bass player, but he's not famous in the general sense.
Uh-huh.
His name's Jaco Pastorius, and he's widely considered the best bass player ever, right?
Okay.
His music isn't, you know, he was in a band called The Weather Report. They're fine, but none of it is anything I really want to listen to unless I want to hear this dude rip.
Specifically.
Because he shreds.
Right.
But the story.
Play me some Jaco Pastorius.
Brent,
get some of that ready. Let's hear some of that.
The story is that as a young man coming up in Florida, he played bass. He loved it, but he wanted to play a real, a stand-up bass.
So
he gets one.
Yes.
And he saves up. He gets this stand-up bass. And the humidity in Florida, he goes, I woke up one morning, and it was just pieces of wood laying on the ground.
Oh, no.
So over the course of time, the thing just got undone, I guess. But he was like, I'll never get another one of those. You just can't do it here in Florida.
They're just fine-tuned wood, thin wood ply, it glued, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have a...
And I'm sure if it was his first one, it probably wasn't the best one, so...
He saved up until he had enough for the low-end one, right?
Right.
Yeah,
so
they're very delicate, these instruments in general. They're made of wood.
Right.
It's not like they pressed them out of resin or something. That's a terrible story.
Well, it's... Actually, his life story, unfortunately, is kind of terrible. The documentary's great, and he's clearly someone touched by music, but he's also got some other issues and he's not with us anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
So,
hey, I was going to say that Bryn should play some of that, but the bed just ended. But sometimes when we play music, I always want to tell Nicole, pull the bed down. I can sometimes hear the bed and the music going at the same time. But it's too late now because it's over. Brittany, did you find some Jaco Pastorius for us?
Oh, I was half listening. Sorry, I'm pulling. I'm on my 19th thing of that list of 20 things.
Dude, it's so many things.
What are we talking about?
I gave him so much. There's so many fun stories today.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right, so you said Jaco Pastorius?
Yeah, he's a bass player. You should know who he is. Come on, you studied music.
I did study music, but I was a latecomer.
He's widely known.
I've definitely heard the name, but if you'd said it to me, I would have said, sounds familiar, who is that?
Yeah, he's known as the best bass player, but there you go.
Jesus, that sounds like a Moog.
Let me see if I can find another one.
Yeah, give me another Jaco Pastorius.
And if you see him do it,
he goes over the top.
Oh, the speed that he's displaying when he's doing this, you just go, wow, and those strings are not thin.
No, it's actually painful to play the bass. I would love to play the bass. I feel like I have bass lines in my head all the time, but my hands can't handle it. Oh, let's hear this. Okay, here we go.
I'll show you the video, too.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us on
it's fine.
But when you said you leave the guitar in the... Oh, there he goes.
I love bass players.
Turn it up.
This is just him.
Anyway, our audience is probably falling asleep.
Put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
This video
this guy's doing a...
He pulled all the frets out of his guitar because after his stand-up bass melted down, he just pulled the frets out of his the base that you're looking at there.
Yeah. So it still has the markings, but you can see the little grooves where they were.
Uh-huh,
the guys
uh-huh.
like to slide their fingers and stuff. Although, God, just even thinking about sliding my fingers on a bass string.
Ow. Ugh. Ow.
I know. You have to have Mondo just calloused hands to play the bass. It's pretty. And the reach you have to do, like, for, you know, to play a scale on a guitar, it's all right there, kind of in your hand space. But to play that same scale on a bass guitar, the frets are so much wider that you're just, like, you just can't. Oh, it's hard. It's a hard
and
instrument.
It's up. Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page.
Oh, you know what you would like to know? Here's your connection to him.
Okay.
He performed with Joni Mitchell on one of her records.
Oh, is that so? Do you
like
know which one?
In the movie, she's saying to one of the people she's going to be playing with, "I'd like you to play this." And the guy goes, "I don't play that. That's not the right note." And she goes, "But this is my song, and I want
this
you
is
to
the
play
note
that
I want you to
note."
Play.
And he's like, "I'm not doing that. You should call this guy because he plays crazy crap like that." And it turns out it's Jocko, and she calls him, and they make a record together. And I don't know which one. I can't remember, but he's under there somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Ripping while she's doing her falsetto business.
Oh, I love her. Love her voice.
Do you?
I really do. It's like there are times when it's less beautiful than other times, but incredible range and just, I don't know. Joni Mitchell's just, she just.
Yeah, I never knew. I'll tell you something. The more things I see about music that bring her into it, the respect people show her is beyond belief.
Okay, so this is the one with Jocko.
Oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit. Watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all
yeah,
luck.
I don't get
it's just
it.
Luck.
Where's Jocko?
He's coming in.
But this is a live thing. He was on the... There you go.
Yeah, this is a... She's a little older in these, and she's got that 70s Farrah Fawcett hair. And it's a little, I mean, this is, I don't love her jazzy stuff. I mean, clearly she can do it.
Yeah.
It's just not, I don't love jazz.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing there. Dry cleaners? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Come on, Joni. Let's step it up with those lyrics. Yeah.
And in the, actually, you know, it's, I don't know, you know, listen, I don't know her status on the planet at the moment, but she is in the movie.
This was a documentary that
you
watched. Yeah,
she's still smoking grits, and she's got that, the upper lip of a lifelong smoker, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That just, from the pull.
Yep, creased.
From the sucking.
Just creased up.
Oh, it's creased all, it's rough. It's, oof.
Well. It didn't, and it's funny too, because smoking is just, I think it's just horrible for a singing voice, but there she
Lots
is.
Of them do
it's fun. I bet it's fun to sing that stuff, but it's not super fun to listen to, in my humble opinion.
No, that's why I say I didn't even mean to get us off on this complete, we're in the weeds, but
yeah,
as I respected the guy's playing, I all his songs aren't that great. I didn't find myself going, oh, I really want to listen to this.
Yeah. Burr. You know, I think sometimes I just type one word to Tommy Igo, and then he types me back a diatribe. I think I'm going to, is it Jocko, J-O-C-K-O?
J-O-C-O.
J-O-C-O Pistorius. I'll text him that one word, that one name, and I'll see what he says.
He knows, believe me, he's going to go crazy.
All right, hold on.
One way or another. Here's the other thing. As he was having mental health issues, He died at a Santana concert. A bouncer beat him up.
What?
Oh, did I just spoil the whole movie?
I mean, it's a documentary, right?
Right.
So it's okay. It's real life.
Yeah,
but
he was
crazy.
Trying to get on stage because he's a contemporary of these people, but, you know, they were like, who are you? And
he's a legend.
They beat the hell out of him.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is just, what a...
That's horrific.
So it wasn't, I figured he overdosed or something.
No.
Like a real rock star.
Like a real rock star, right?
Anyway, God, I did not mean to. So how are you?
Fine.
How was your?
Just fine. You know, Bryn and I had our long day yesterday. We recorded the Johnny Mosley pod. And then we just can't get enough of each other.
I can't get enough.
I swear to God, we spent another hour and a half on the Zoom. It was, it's just ridiculous.
Do you guys consider like maybe pulling off for the health of the long-term relationship, or do you think you'll just burn hard till it's over?
I think we're going to burn hard till it's over. I'm not sure what else we would do. Honestly, it feels like we start by saying, hey, you know, what's up? Is there anything up? And then I start having up, like, hey, what about this idea? And then Bryn's like, oh, well, what about this idea? And then the next thing you know, oh my God, Vinny, yesterday I discovered two completely separate like fan pages for the Sarah and Vinny. Bryn goes, oh yeah, you know, on that one fan page where they're talking of, that's like the Looking Glass people. I'm like, no.
The unofficial LG crew.
Yeah. I'm like, no. He goes, oh, yeah, here's the thing. And I go to it and I'm like, oh my God, there's like a couple thousand people who are every day. They'll post like the thing with your daughter on the in the Wonder Woman outfit. That was already up there. They're like, oh, look at how cute Isla is. And there's all these hashtags about the things from our lives.
The link to the barbecue jar that you're talking about
is
up there,
too. It was already up there. I'm like, oh, my God. These are like the hardcore Sarah and Vinny.
That's not working with us, which is awesome.
I know. I wonder if they're going to be mad that we're talking about it.
Like, of course not.
It's their secret. And by the way, it's invite only. Like, you know, you have to ask to be. It's a private club. Mm-hmm. And there's like 2,000 people, and they're just talking about us all day. I'm like,
I wonder if they'd
amazing.
Let us in, or are we?
No,
like...
they let me in. Let me in.
They made me an admin, so I was like, oh, I'm an admin.
I know.
I don't even know
I'm
how
like,
to
oh
this.
My God, this is incredible.
Wow, no, that exists completely outside my. I have no idea.
Uh huh. I was like,
shout out to Wilson Look and
Adam
Reyes.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Adam.
Yeah, you see
they
them
post. Comment on our stuff
posting.
All the time.
Yeah.
And they're the admins for this. They're sort of behind this thing. I guess when the Looking Glass, for a while, it had a chat feature. Listen, over a year ago in the olden days when we used to broadcast from 865 Battery, we had a camera set up in there and Bomb would be in there running the camera. And there was a Looking Glass thing where people could comment and they became friends on there. Like people did have talks and et cetera. And then we went to a new platform and I think the Looking Glass comment section went away. So they started their own Facebook page so that as they were watching it, they could still comment to each other and still have a chat. So that's how the thing was born. And now it's like, I was like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you'll love it. It's really fun. I spent an hour scrolling, like talking to Bryn, and we're scrolling. Oh, look at this. Oh my God, remember that? And their little thoughts. It was just, oh God, I just thought, wow.
And what was the name of the, because there's a guy named Will who helped my daughter learn Minecraft. Is it Will?
It's Wilson.
Probably someone different. Yeah, he like wrote me. On DM on Instagram and said, I can help you. And I said, I need your help because somehow Minecraft is above me.
It's really confusingly simply. I am with you. I can't even understand why anyone would be interested. I'm like, it's pixels. What are you talking
about? He gave her and I enough to get started and a little resource to check on place, and it was helpful, very helpful.
Yeah, that's one of the people. Well, I'm not sure if that's the same guy, but it could be this Wilson guy. Why don't you ask on unofficial Sarah and Vinny Morning Show LG crew? You got to ask to be invited if you're such
cool.
A fan that you want to be in. I know. I was blown away to see that. It was exciting, actually. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I had a lot to get to today. We're going to start right after this. Here we go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.